So what are some problems that I've been facing the last couple of weeks as a swimming pool contractor, pool builder that also owns a pool service and repair business? Well, starting off strong, we got our permit for our new pool in Bel Air, and we were super excited to get started. So we dug, steeled, plumbed it, called for the first inspection, and the inspector gets there and walks back there and says, "Hey, I've been instructed not to pass you by the grading department." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And he's like, "Yeah, you never got a grading permit." And then I said, "No, we have a waiver. In the city of Los Angeles, sometimes you require a grading permit." But we had what was called a GPI, or waiver for a grading permit. And obviously, we already had our permit and green light to get started. So anyway, long story short, as it would turn out, somebody in the city gave us our grading permit waiver and wasn't supposed to. So they went back on their word and halted our project. So we had an emergency meeting between me, my site planner, the head of the grading department, our inspector, and another gentleman, I believe the head of the building and safety. And it was honestly pretty heated. Nobody was very happy in that room. We all sat around a big table, very frustrated. And I was like, "Well, it sounds to me like somebody in your office made a mistake and you're making this our problem." And they said, "Hey, you could point the finger at whoever you want to, but it doesn't change that you need a grading permit and your project's halted. And by the way, after reviewing your plans further, this pool technically falls under the front yard, even though this client doesn't have a backyard. So you need to put up a secondary 5-foot fence around this pool 15 feet away from the property line." However, they're being pretty lenient on that for right now. We all agree getting the grading permit is the biggest priority. And come to find out, when this client originally had his old pool filled in, he never finalized his compaction report with the soils engineer, so there was no compaction report on file. So if you made it this far, long story short is we have a pool that's ready for shotcrete, and we can't shoot it until a ton of little paperwork things get done. And we are looking at what could possibly be a 2-month delay, as now we need to finalize the compaction report that should have been done long before I ever walked onto that property, and also find a civil engineer to do a grading plan, and then apply for a grading permit, which they assure me they'll be happy to expedite, but I'll believe it when I have the grading permit in my hand. So the plan checker that gave us our permit and the person in the grading department that gave us our grading permit waiver, they are 100% in a lot of trouble. And I do feel bad for them, but this is an unprecedented situation that I simply have not been in, where the city goes back on your permit approval that you already have in your hand. Tune in next video where I talk about how I got forced into buying a new truck when I really wasn't in the best position to get one, as I just bought a house in January and I was in Europe for 10 days and just got back maybe a month and 4 days ago. But I try to never complain about all that is on my plate when all I ever wanted to do was eat. Thanks for watching.